This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, Boyd's are designed to correct the ergonomic shortcoming of a regular stock that comes with a gun. Nowadays, that stock is the cheapest thing on the gun in a lot of cases, unless you're going very high-end. And Boyd's bridges that gap. It gets you to that ergonomic level you need to be at. So go and check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. If you listen to me, maybe I'll say the last quarter of last year, you know I'm not a big fan of single payer, primarily because it's slavery. Single payer is slavery, and Donald Trump recently tweeted that Britain's National Health Service is broke and not working. And that's very true. Expenses have forced 40% of walk-in health centers to close. All elective surgery in January to be canceled. And primary care has been decimated. So it's not surprising that problems have surfaced. And it's just as predictable that the usual call for more money echoes around the UK. All of this is a result of economic laws that have been completely ignored since the days of Aneurin Bevan, the father of the UK NHS. Now, the first is law of rationing. Excuse me. In short, everything is rationed, either by price or by rule. Now, I can't afford a private jet, although God knows I wish I could. Price rationing limits those to people of substantial wealth, and their high price acts as a signal in the market to balance the supply of private jets with the market of willing buyers. Suppose that the government declared that private jets were free. Everybody would want one, and suddenly there would be a shortage of hangars, runway space, and to pay for the jets, taxes on workers would rise because the workers who build private jets have to get paid. So the unintended consequences are mind-blowing, and ultimately the government would have to start limiting who could have private jets. First, they would require a pilot's license. Then more secure hangars would be required. Finally, you'd have to prove that you really, really need a private jet. So substitute free health care for private jets, and you get the picture. Nothing is free. As the protagonist in The Moon is a Harsh Mistress notes, Gospodin, he said presently, you used an odd word earlier, odd to me, I mean. Oh, tenstoffel means there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, and it isn't. I added, pointing to a free lunch sign across the room. Or these drinks would cost half as much. Was reminding her that anything free costs twice as much in the long run and turns out worthless. An interesting philosophy. Not philosophy, fact. One way or the other, what you get, you pay for. Or as the mechanic in the Fram oil filter ad says, you can pay me now, you can pay me later, or you can pay either way. You know. And so unfortunately, if you try to be cheap by legislating free health care now, later you're going to pay through the nose. And health care that was rationed by price will become rationed by rules that make it less and less available. In England, this process is reaching a tipping point, which is good because we get to watch this happen. A couple of years ago, people were waiting many hours in the emergency department just to be seen by a doctor. So the NHS ruled in 2004 that 95% of all patients would be seen within 4 hours of arrival. In order to avoid breaking the rule, emergency departments refused to allow ambulances to unload their patients until the ED could meet the time standard. So patients were stuck in ambulances outside the ED door, and there weren't enough ambulances left to answer calls. Now the rule has been scrapped. And the, as you can well predict, the left-wing members of parliament are calling for more money. And that brings us to the second law, and that is the law of subsidy. It says, when you subsidize something, you get more of it, and it gets more expensive. In England, that has happened a bit more slowly than in the U.S. It may be that the older generations of Britons were a bit more proper than us Yanks and so tended to rely less on the dole than current generations. This slowed the growth of the NHS but did not change the ultimate outcome. The National Health Service was sold as a way to provide health care to an underprivileged population. Anarin Bevin stated that the collective principle asserts that no society can legitimately call itself civilized if a sick person is denied medical aid because of lack of means. The National Health Service and the welfare state have come to be used as interchangeable terms and in the mouths of some people as terms of reproach. Why this is so, it is not difficult to understand. If you view everything from the angle of a strictly individualistic competitive society, a free health service is pure socialism, and as such it is opposed to the hedonism of capitalist society. He had a whole lot of disdain in his voice for economic law. By calling capitalism uncivilized and hedonism, he was out front of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and his call to pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it. The truth is never important. Victory is all that matters. And Bevin succeeded. But his victory is being erased by the law of subsidy. What was sold as a boon to the poor becomes a subsidy for bureaucrats. The law of the bureaucrat declares that while a bureaucracy may have been created to deal with a perceived problem, the bureaucrat's prime directive is to ensure that he has a job forever. And because he was appointed to solve the problem, he's smarter than everyone else and should be paid, well, yeah, accordingly. Perversely, the bureaucrat can never solve the problem, or his job would disappear. So he continues the language that created him, trying to sell greater and greater funding for his failed enterprise. And when it fails more dramatically, he blames anyone but himself, and he gets rewarded with a bigger budget. And as Margaret Thatcher famously quipped, the problem with liberalism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. So the law of subsidy has killed the NHS. It just doesn't realize that it's dead. And thousands of those it was created to care for are dead because it simply cannot fulfill its promised goal. And the U.S. is headed down the same path. But there are voices starting to point out real fixes. The government is bad for your health. And just as it was with the NHS, the U.S. population has been sold a lie that insurance is necessary for long life. In fact, all insurance does is increase costs because it's a subsidy for those who provide health care. But there has been a conspiracy of silence over that fact. And the treatment of health insurance premiums as a non-tax fringe benefit makes it easier to subsidize further. So in short, Congress passes a pretty benefit that you actually pay for, and it ultimately ratchets costs higher. Trump has done a little bit to reverse the trend, but private citizens are doing more. MediShare is a private cost-sharing program that provides care at a fraction of insurance rates. Outpatient surgery centers, such as the Surgery Center of Oklahoma, operate at lower costs because they don't have to wrestle with insurance companies. And many physicians are now providing concierge direct primary care at drastically reduced costs. Now, what do these have in common? They're outside of the government and insurance company umbrellas. And parents, patients get to see how much their health care actually costs, and they shop accordingly. So, we're one step further away from slavery now, thank goodness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit. Now it's made for you.
tired look.
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Next week on Thursday, I'm going to be joined by Dustin Knutson, and we're going to be talking about Boyd's Gun Stocks. He's the operations manager there. If you haven't seen the video that's on YouTube, that's a pretty good look into it. But we're going to talk about what makes them unique, because it's all about ergonomics and how ergonomic is what you've got versus what you can get. And if you're going to fire this weapon, well, you want it to be pretty ergonomic. Trust me on that one. So check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, most justified homicides, both for police and by private citizens, are not recorded in the FBI Uniform Crime Report. The Washington Post has been collecting information on fatal police shootings from published sources and social media for the last 3 years, and they found police in the United States consistently shoot and kill about 1,000 people each year, and virtually all of them are justified homicides. So for a third year in a row, police nationwide shot and killed nearly 1,000 people, a grim annual tally that has persisted despite widespread public scrutiny of officers' use of fatal force. Police fatally shot 987 people last year, or 24 more than they killed in 2016, according to an ongoing Washington Post database project that tracks the fatal shootings. Since 2015, the Post has logged the details of 2,945 shooting deaths culled from local news coverage, public records, and social media reports. Now, the FBI Uniform Crime Report for 2015 reports 442 justifiable homicides by police, and almost all 441 were shootings. 2016, 435 justifiable homicides were recorded in the UCR by police. 429 were shootings. Post only records fatal police shootings instead of justifiable homicides. The ratio of the Post recorded fatal shootings by the police versus the justifiable homicide rate shootings by the police recorded by the FBI Uniform Crime Reports is 45%. Only 45% of fatal police shootings are officially recorded by the FBI in the UCR. Now, police have strong incentives to record justifiable shootings by their officers. There are significant incentives to not record justifiable shootings by private citizens. One reason is that justification is often decided by the courts. If the shooter is charged with a crime, the shooting will be recorded as a crime rather than a justified homicide, and the UCR records arrests, not convictions. Here's a recent example. 24-year-old Alex Wittenberg was found not guilty Tuesday night of second-degree murder and first- and second-degree manslaughter in the death of 39-year-old Jonathan Putman. The two men fought when Wittenberg accompanied Putman's estranged wife, who was dropping off the couple's children at Putman's house on November 15, 2016. Wittenberg was charged with murder and manslaughter and was arrested, and the rest goes into the FBI UCR as a murder. So 14 months later, he's found to have been justified by a jury. The FBI UCR has no mechanism to retroactively change the murder statistic to a justified homicide. Another reason is that many justified homicides are recorded as murders under the felony murder rule. Under the rule, people who participate in violent felonies can be charged with murder if anyone dies as a result of the felony. If a suspect who was justifiably shot and killed by a private citizen had an accomplice, the accomplice may be charged under the felony murder rule. The shooting will be recorded as a murder rather than a justifiable homicide. About 19% of homicides are felony homicides, so there is plenty of room for justifiable homicides to be recorded as murder under the felony murder rule. The recording system for the UCR is voluntary. Most justified homicides are not recorded. So according to the studies, the FBI UCR only catches about 20% of justifiable homicides by private citizens. So FBI recorded 338 justified homicides by private citizens in 2015, 331 in 2016. It is likely that it's more like 1,600 to 1,700 justified homicides by private citizens in each of those years. So, I've heard the rules. You've heard the rules. It's one of those things where you get out there and you say to yourself, well, I've heard it all before. I've heard it plenty of times before that these things are not necessarily, the justified this and the justified that. The numbers are not that high, right? That's what I've heard. So hearing that all the time tells me that, I don't know, hearing that it's actually about five times as much. Well, that tells me a little bit right there. So, you know, you can stick that in your pipe. The Violence Policy Center. Bam. That is something you can stick in there. So, that's not really news to me. The problem in a lot of these cases is that they count it once. Unlike gun grabbers do. So at the first glance, it's going to be about the arrest and not about the final adjudication. Okay, I get it. I gets it. That part of it I completely get. So, okay. So about 1,700 a year. Not the 300 that I thought it might be. Not the 500 that other people might thought it might be. It's actually 1,600 to 1,700. Whoa. That is significant. And it needs to be pointed out to the gun grabbers the next time they bring it up. When they say, well, you know, how many people actually use guns? About 1,700 times a year. Thanks, buddy. You know, there's about, 6 million, not 6 million, I'm sorry, 2 to 3 million defensive gun uses a year, of which, what are we going to say, 2% of them turn out to be where they have to pull the trigger. That sounds about right. Doesn't it? Well, it does to me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, if it'll play.
Gun stock.
There we go.
Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit. Now it's made for you. Tired look. Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, especially if I can remember to hit the switch the right way. Boyd's Gun Stocks, the gun stock is for most rifles, that's going to be your interface between you and the gun. So if you're looking for something a little more ergonomic and a little more making your accuracy go up and everything, increasing your confidence when you pull this gun to you, you need a Boyd's Gun Stock. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay. I'm going somewhere tonight that some of you are going to get really, really angry about, but at the same time, this is intended as my version of could you get your stuff together because we sort of need for you to, okay? We exist in what is referred to as a duopoly when it comes to a political party system. We primarily have the Democrats and the Republicans. Any attempt to go to a third party typically means you're going to be siphoning away votes from one candidate or the other, right? Well, a lot of voters, and I mean 71% of millennials, would be willing to drop the current duopoly in order to include a third party. If some things would happen. Now, the Libertarian Party is the one that has the most potential for growth and influence, and yet their leaders do some very consistently ridiculous things, and they keep it at the back of the pack where it doesn't belong. So, the first time we saw this most recently was during the 2016 elections when voters fled their parties due to highly unpopular candidates for a different option. And some left the Democratic Party after its betrayal of Bernie Sanders for the Green Party. The vast majority made their way to the Libertarians, which grew by leaps and bounds. With Trump still a pretty likable guy and the Democrats without a leader, the Libertarian Party is one that could put forth a solid message that many could get behind, and that's the message of put us in charge and we'll leave you alone. This is an America that is becoming more and more individualistic. And the Libertarian Party is now set up for future success. If they could just quit doing the ridiculous nonsense. Reason.com reported on Wednesday that Larry Sharp, one of the more serious Libertarian candidates, came in second for the race for 2016 VP, recently resigned from his post as an alternate representative for Region 8 on the Libertarian National Committee, and for good reason. He couldn't stomach the vice chair of the LNC, Arvin Vohra, who recently posted on Facebook that an adult having sex with a 14-year-old isn't the state's business, and that those engaged in military service should be seen as immoral killers. That, Mr. Vohra, is ridiculous tripe. Any person with a hint of reason could find a very solid argument against both of your stances. But Sharp didn't want Vohra kicked out of the party for these ridiculous views. He's more than welcome to have them, and Libertarians are not in the business of thought policing. What he did want was to see him taken down from his position so that someone with a little more sense could help lead the party into the future. And the Libertarian Party said no. Sharp's resignation letter put it perfectly, and it should be taken as a dire warning for how many in America would react to such lunacy being put at the head of the party. He wrote, "The recent action from the LNC has clarified for me that Arvin doesn't fit on the LNC. Clearly the one who does not belong is me." Or that Arvin does fit, I'm sorry. Poignant, but on point. And Vohra maintains his position despite his ludicrous takes on military service, sexual relationships with minors, continuing a long, sad history of the Libertarian Party, shooting themselves squarely in both feet. Now, they believe, Libertarian Party believes in minimal government, lower taxes, spending cuts for days, eliminating superfluous laws and letting the local people decide what is best, not some bureaucrat in some faraway town. One thing the Libertarian Party is not is a group of anarchists. They believe that there are some laws that are indeed necessary. This includes laws that deem sex with minors a crime. They also believe in a defensive military that will rise to defend us all should we ever fall under attack. At no point should those who sign up for the military be looked down upon as horrible people, because they are, in many respects, the best amongst us. Vohra is a self-described anarchist who does not hold to these positions, and yet he is the vice chair of the LNC. You have to ask yourself why. Now, if I were to get out there and identify as a Libertarian based upon their platform or their philosophy, if the Libertarian Party concludes that Vohra is a solid choice for party leadership, then I and people like me who were looking for an alternative would have a whole lot of trouble putting their faith in it. And for those not yet identifying themselves as Libertarians, sentiments like that could cause them to walk away quickly. It would be really nice if we could get away from the status quo. In order for that to do that, there's going to have to be a viable alternative to Democrats and Republicans. It would be interesting to see the Libertarian Party succeed, but it should also be a sort of a serious party that can solidly contend on the national stage. And if anarchists want to be a part of the Libertarian Party, I guess that would be okay, but the Libertarian Party's leadership should consist of those who believe in their own platform. And that would pave the way for new members who want more individualism and less government oversight, and thus usher in a new libertarian age. The problem for the libertarians is that a lot of the anarchists get out there, and they let them in. They'll tell you that the reason they let them in is because, because the anarchists believe in less government. Anarchists don't believe in any government. They believe in anarchy. And most of these anarchists that want to believe in anarchy and actually want to see anarchy, I hate to tell you this, anarchists, but we would have to blow you guys clean out of your socks. Because the first time you came out there trying to wreak anarchy upon us, well, I'm not going to take too kindly to that, and neither is anybody else I know. And depending on how vehement you are about us being, you know, having some anarchy around us, well, that might just cause a problem. It might cause a ruckus for you. And the problem with the ruckus is that most people that have been in the military don't want anarchy. We believe in an ordered society. Some of us, you know, when I got out, I let my hair grow a little longer and I got rid of my uniforms and all the other stuff you do when you get out of the military. But after a while, you grow to miss it. And you realize, well, that was the best years of my life. That was the height of my power. So the anarchists, you know, when you guys come up, you're holding back a part. There needs to be a alternative out there. And the libertarians, until they decide to get their collective stuff together, you guys are just going to be sort of some also-rans, I'm afraid. And for any of you that take umbrage at that tough, look at yourselves. I wouldn't be talking about this if it wasn't happening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Tonight from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out. I mean, this is the shapes and the ergonomics that they bring to your weapon. If you buy something that feels okay, you buy a weapon to go hunting or shooting or whatever you're going to do, they can make it feel perfect with a simple stock swap. Check them out, voidsgunstocks.com. Global warming, climate change, whatever you want to call it. It is, to me, a bit of a crock, if you will. They can't really, you know, all the models that we see, all of the things that are supposed to have happened, by now there's supposed to be a billion climate change refugees, and we don't see that anywhere. The Inconvenient Truth has actually come out. It wasn't, not the movie, the actual Inconvenient Truth. So, now we get this from the University of British Columbia. They're saying the most cataclysmic scenarios for global warming have been ruled out, but they also warned that the climate will still destabilize, wreaking havoc on the planet. According to the report, it all comes down to a reduction in the use of coal. Coming from Bloomberg, the researchers contend that current goals of reducing coal, oil, and gas consumption may be closer than we think, thus allowing us to set the bar even higher in our efforts to reduce pollution. The bad news is that this is good news in the way a destabilizing climate shift is preferable to planetary extinction. We are still in a lot of trouble. Nevertheless, if the study is verified by other scientists and catches a wave into the realm of policymakers, it could help accelerate initiatives to arrest global warming. The basic issue has to do with coal. Quite simply, the more we burn, the faster we would destroy the atmosphere. Destroy the atmosphere. Really? Climate change is not going to destroy anything. It is a phenomenon that could change the atmosphere, but it won't destroy it. The author of this nonsense is Eric Roston, Bloomberg's go-to guy on climate change. He makes it sound as if one day we'll be gasping for air as our atmosphere is annihilated by global warming. But that's the quality of reporting on climate change, which is why you literally cannot believe anything that you read. But it goes on. The darkest scenario assumes much more coal burning will take place in this century than is likely to happen, according to the study's authors. Their first paper, published in May, made it seem as if the only people who see more coal use than the Trump administration are climate scenario designers. For example, the most extreme worst-case storyline assumes that by 2100, coal would grow to 94% of the world energy supply. In 2015, that figure is about 28%. The new work, published this week in Environmental Research Letters, shows just how much all that phantom coal may be distorting our picture of what the future may look like. It casts doubt on whether this outlook is still valid. The researchers write. The worst-case scenario is one of four siblings. Their names, from bad to worse, are RCP 2.6, RCP 4.5, RCP 6.0, and RCP 8.5. They were introduced in 2011 as a way for researchers running different climate economic models to do comparable studies regarding how much greenhouse gas concentrations might rise by 2100. These four storylines range from a 2100 in which aggressive global climate policy leads to low warming to one in which humanity digs up and burns anything that will catch fire. One big problem with the amount of coal burning assumed by RCP 8.5 is that there's probably not enough extractable coal to make the scenario possible. Justin Ritchie, the lead author of the University of British Columbia study and a PhD candidate, said, "We don't think it's going to happen. That's extremely unlikely and also inconsistent with every year since the late 19th century. Unstated in their little ditty there is that most previous work on climate change estimates have been based on these worst-case scenarios and is therefore bogus. While government policies have contributed to a drop in coal use around the world, the real culprit in the world using less coal than previously estimated is the free market. There's a glut of natural gas at the moment, the result of the wild success for hydraulic fracking, and a major byproduct of oil shale drilling is stupendous amounts of natural gas. Natural gas burns much cleaner than coal at the present time, although the coal industry is making great strides in reducing the amount of CO2 emitted when burning coal. But when you've got natural gas being dirt cheap, the market for coal has correspondingly shrunk. Will we hear that this new report debunks global warming hysterics like Al Gore? Will the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, adopt the report? You and I both know that it won't matter. So many bureaucrats, politicians, NGOs, and activists have a lot invested in the catastrophic global warming scenario. They're not going to let it go without a fight. Still, it's nice to know, let's see, most of my children will be dead by 2100, I think. Well, I guess if they live to be 120 years old, they might still be around. My grandchildren will still be around, I think. Well, they could be, yeah. But I'll be gone. I'll be gone. As a matter of fact, I'll probably be gone. I should be gone between 2040 and 2050. I hope I make it that far, but it's nice to know the etch will make it that far. Make it far enough for me to get off anyway. Now, the thing about global climate change is that this was really going to be the takeover strategy. Adopting all of these policies and having single payer. Guess what? We're nothing more than just automatons at that point. We walk around, we're like the, I don't know, maybe we should be taking the dose like in Equilibrium, Chris Bales movie and all this other stuff. Maybe we should just be, the things that they want to do in order to save us kill us, without a doubt. They kill us. They kill us. So, one thing I will tell you, for all of you leftists listening tonight, everything that you prescribe to us is going to kill us. And we don't like that. I don't understand why you don't understand that. Why can't you get that? Does it seem odd to you that you're out there and you want to take so much control over my life and people like me, our lives, that you want to control our health care, our air, our carbon footprint, all that stuff? And of course, you got to disarm us to get us that way, don't you? I really don't understand. When I'm talking politics on this show, when I'm talking leftist politics, this should devolve into a comedy routine. When you look at the stuff they're selling. When they look at $1,000 and say, oh, those are crumbs. Everybody should be awake to this. So, we'll just keep that in mind. Now, next week, hopefully things go better. No crud. My car is already blown up, so that's not going to happen again. So hopefully next week will be a full week. I'm looking forward to a full week. I am indeed. So, going to the weekend, keeping your head up, your eyes open. Remember that it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Look around you at the ones that mean something to you and hold them close and enjoy your time with them. And we will be back on Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.